I'm here in beautiful Inverary in Argyll and Bute. Is Maggie Irvine?
Hello there.
Hello, Maggie. Maggie, what is it your position is exactly with Argyll and Bute?
I'm the Education Support Officer for ICT, mm-hmm. and it's my responsibility to encourage innovative use of all technologies in our schools and preschool settings.
Smashing, talking of innovative use, we're here today for the kick-off, basically, of the Land of Me initiative in Argyll and Bute. So we've got a few teachers and early year practitioners here today. Land of Me, this new resource that we're trying out in schools, why do you find it appealing?
Well, I was introduced to it several months ago, and it was introduced to me as a sort of digital book, but when I looked at it, it's really more an experience. Mm-hmm. The thing that I really liked about it was, although it was a stimulus, there was so much potential for children to develop their learning and their creativity away from mm-hmm. the two-dimensional aspect of a screen.
Aye.
So that's what attracted me to it.
That's what attracted you to it. Thanks very much. Great stuff. In the presentation you've given to the teachers, to the colleagues this morning, you've referred to curriculum for excellence, particularly literacy. What do you think it can add, or how do you think it can enhance teaching and learning in literacy in the early years in CFE?
Okay, curriculum for excellence. As soon as I saw the material, immediately suggested a literacy focus. And then when I considered the curriculum for excellence outcomes, and I started to look at them in depth, they were just the material was just perfect for supporting some of these outcomes, particularly exploring events, characters, the opportunity for kids to share their learning, share their thoughts, and mm-hmm. communicate. So it's perfect to address some of these outcomes, but digging a wee bit deeper.
I think that there are so many areas we can kind of dive into as a result of the Land of Me. I thought it was interesting that you focused on literacy this morning, because it really does lend itself to it, doesn't it?
That was the obvious one, but actually, when you start looking at the material in any sort of depth, the number of learning opportunities that you can create mm-hmm. to address some of these outcomes and experiences is massive.
Even this morning, Maggie, when I was showing some of the things that caught my eye to colleagues, the chapter 3, the one with the jelly fort in the pueblo, you know, the one with Anthony the Ant Eater,
yeah.
And you had that landing in the water or on stone or the paper teepee, and you're thinking how that could then lead to exploration.
Well, it's technology and science as well, and of course the starting point should always be your curriculum. What do we want the children to learn? So look at your curriculum.
Well,
look at the material and see how that material is going to support these outcomes.
I wanted to speak to you about that, because you kind of focused quite a bit this morning on how you saw this being used as part of the planning process for planning for learning in the earlier setting. You're talking about meaningful experiences.
Asking key questions of the children. There's some people here were lucky enough today in this room who can actually elaborate on that.
Uh-huh.
And what we mean by asking key questions of kids.
I noticed that this morning, even when you were just demoing the Land of Me to colleagues and to myself, you were asking key questions. It was almost like you were modelling what you'd maybe hope to see teachers. Good teacher, Maggie.
Well, thanks very much. Intuitive.
It seems to have been very well received by colleagues.
I think I was just casting my eye around the table here and some of the faces. If this is the response that we're going to get from teaching staff, then it'll be just fabulous to observe what the kids do with this.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. We don't want the kids to sit down in front of this. We want them to go away, to take ideas, to try different things, mm-hmm. to come up with their own storylines, mm-hmm. to introduce events away from the screen. What would happen if? Mm-hmm. That sort of key question, and allow the children to develop their learning in their own way, to take it in whatever direction they want.
Smashing. Just one quick last thing. There was a wee bit of a debate about the font that was used.
Ugh, rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah.
Can I just cut straight to the chase? That's rubbish.
Yeah, so
it's totally irrelevant. And if you plopped half a dozen kids down in front of that and asked them if they were at all confused by the material because that font is not familiar, I think they would look at you as if you were daft.
Maggie, that's what I like about you. You say what you think.
Absolutely.
Listen, we'll get back to helping our colleagues with Land of Me, and thanks very much for your time, Maggie. Thank you.
Right, that was stupendous.
Great stuff.